It's chemically impossible for methane to survive for long in the Martian atmosphere, so it must have been released recently.
Now, what makes methane? Cows make methane. It's probably not cows. Microbes of various sorts can release methane. There are a variety of geologic processes. Volcanoes can release methane. So the mere fact that there's methane doesn't say life. But either way, the methane says that Mars is an active planet. It's either biologically active or it's geologically active, or both.
The methane release appears to be seasonal and linked to areas of suspected subsurface ice. Ice found exposed in fresh craters has proven that water lurks not only near the poles, but also much closer to the equator. It's pretty clear that if the Viking landers had dug just 4 inches deeper, they would have reached this ice. And perhaps a totally different conclusion about life on the red planet.
So if Mars has any life at all, whether it is so small you can only see it with a microscope, or if they had a mammoth, it wouldn't matter to me. It's the whole question of, is there life at all on Mars?
Either way, there certainly will be life on Mars the moment the first human traveler arrives. The fact that there are no scheduled flights to Mars hasn't stopped people from preparing for the trip. And for a flight like this, planning is everything.
And there we go.
In 2009, 6 men walked into a series of connected rooms inside a warehouse in the Moscow suburbs and shut the door behind them for 3 months. They took all their food with them and drank recycled water. The only communication with the outside world was electronic, with a 20-minute delay. They were trying to simulate a flight to Mars.